Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 27. That's our passage today. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. One day, Jesus is coming again. All who know him as their personal Savior will experience eternal life. Too often, the future reality gets blurred in our present circumstances. We get caught up in the things of this life and begin to believe and live as we believe that these few short years on earth are all that God has given us. Today's passage is a warning from history. The people of Noah's day lived as if they were made for the earth. They got caught up in the temporal existence, eating, drinking, and marrying. These are the things that represent the cycle of life on earth. These are not bad things unless they become the sum total of who we are. The people in Noah's day became immersed in the temporal and ignored the eternal. They refused to believe God. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. One day, the world as we know it will come to an end. It will end through our death, or it will end through the coming of Christ. Things here will come to a halt, and we'll begin an eternity in heaven with God or an eternity in hell apart from him. So the question is, are you ready for that day? If not, I invite you to use the following prayer as a guide to trust in Jesus. If you'd like, you can follow me along in this prayer. Lord Jesus, right now I know I am not ready for the moment after death. If I died right now, I'm not sure where I would spend eternity. And I want to be sure that I will spend eternity in heaven with you. So today I trust in you, Lord Jesus, as the only way to have a personal, eternal relationship with God, the Heavenly Father. I acknowledge that you died on the cross for my sins, and I trust in that work as my only way to heaven. I desire to live my life in obedience to you. I pray in your name. Amen. If that's your prayer, we'd love to hear about it. You can email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. Just let us know by sending us an email, prayer@ronmoore.org. And we'd be happy to send you some information to help you get started on your journey.